Go ahead.
Tell us about Patrick Laine.
Yeah, he's not going tomorrow. He's not ready.
Was it a case where he gave it a go today to see
if
he
could be ready? Yeah, see where he's at. He didn't feel like he could play tomorrow.
Brian Little?
Just couldn't loosen up during the practice, and we'll take a look at him tomorrow.
What the progress for Nathan Beaulieu?
Yeah, his conditioning is good. He's missed a month, so... And because of his injury, a lot of it's hands work, so we got to be right when we put him back in. But he's getting close, yeah.
In Brian's case, Paul, has he been battling something, or is just something that came
Well, I don't know if he's battling. It wasn't anything he brought into the day that we were worried about.
What did Billy Hanler show you during his time here?
Oof, my goodness. Just a really good capacity to learn and get better. He's... parts of his game are just really advanced, right? He can do some things with the puck. He can read the play well, and parts of it are 18, but boy, we got a good one there.
Paul, with Lowry suspended and the injuries you've had, and now Patrick and maybe Brian, I mean, is this testing the resolve a little bit of this?
I don't know, not resolve, but certainly it's a challenge, right, when you have key pieces kind of coming out of your lineup, whether it's Brian in the first 10 and the injury to Patty and it's a challenge, but because I liked our offense last game, we're able to generate some things, but it's a challenge for sure.
Would you be looking at bringing one or more players up?
Yeah, we're gonna have to take a look at that this afternoon. Yeah,
11-7 be an option though.
It would be an option.
How would Nikolaj Ehlers promotion to the top unit? What would you be looking for from him?
Well, leading scorer, pretty good, right? Like, he's doing all the hard things. And I know we look at points as that's sometimes how we look at a player, see if he's a good player or not. But, boy, his game away from the puck. What do you think about Brian Little's goal? Right, back check, strips the puck, gets it going north. There's so much more of that game. I'm really excited because if he can stay at that, and I'm not even talking about scoring, if he can play the game that he's playing away from the puck, then he has truly developed into kind of a full-time pro. Like, he's getting guys on his back and controlling pucks. He's battling. You know, he stripped a guy, like, from his knees, won a battle behind the goal, and we get a great chance off it. There's so many good things away from the puck, and that's what we were hoping. It's the maturity of a player, right? These young guys come in as scorers, and that's how they judge their game, but the Winnipeg Jets don't start winning until they get into the hockey part of the game, which is the battle, and boy, Nicky's doing it, and I think that's why it's getting off his stick the way it's getting off, why he's shooting the puck, why he's creating the offense, because all the other parts of his game are full-on pro.
How about the zone entry element, too, for the power play? It's been an area that... challenge at times for your group?
Yep, that our break-ins are a little disjointed, a little bit of a speed issue there. Our zone time's been fairly good, but just one of the pieces that we got to get firing.
How would Ehlers helps in that regard, but how about the other shifting, you know, Blake maybe going down low?
Well, we got to have a place to go, right? So we've two places that you got two right-handed shots that can run a power play from that side, and it gives you a different look. And then with Brian down and Patty down, we got to make some adjustments and move some people around.
Just have to ask Paul, with Brian coming off a concussion, is this concern anything related to that?
Not even close. Okay. You know, so when I say he didn't loosen up, it's usually a muscle is what I'm talking about. No.
Paul, what would you like to see different from Kyle Connor?
I'd like him to relax a little bit with the puck. I think he went through a stretch of this. I've mentioned a game in Carolina he played a couple of years ago where he just was all over the puck and he couldn't get it to go. But I'm watching that game going, okay, he's turning pro here. He's going to be just fine. He had 6-8 chances. He's down the pipe, and that's frustration. What a guy like that expects. I mean, that's a hat trick night for him if he's feeling good. It was the other parts of his game that I think – he's feeling it. He wants to score. You see it with young guys or anybody for that matter. When they get a new contract, he's a good man. He wants to produce, right? And when you're not scoring, you start to change your routes a little bit. You start to change what you do. Kyle's one of those unusual players that didn't see a lot of video when he first came into the NHL because he just didn't make a lot of mistakes. Usually with those kids, you got to show them. Like, positionally, he's always been really good. So I'd just like to see him do that. And then just relax. He's going to score. That was a big offensive night for him. You just don't get those kind of nights. None went for him, so you know he's feeling it. That's what I like to see him do.
Obviously, So you got a back-to-back. I mean, generally you like to go back to your guy after he gets pulled. I mean, does that change with 2 days between?
Are you talking about the goaltender? Yeah. No, he's going. I'm not even taking that as an ask. I'm giving you that one for free.
Bonus?
Is a bonus, too, that at least Lauren hasn't seen the net for a while, so we got that.
Hey, listen, we got into a game where they really didn't generate a lot of offense on us. They didn't have a lot of zone time on us. It just wasn't going for Helly around the net, and it gave LB a chance to get half a hockey game under his belt because I am splitting these next two.
Tucker's a mature guy in terms of age, but limited in terms of experience.
Right.
Do you need to talk to him after?
Yeah, so we might have that walking off the bench going, this guy's played so darn well for us. He had a bunch of things working against him last game. Make sure that he knows how good he's played.
Would you be able to share a thought on what's the situation with Dustin Byfuglien?
No. Nothing changes for me. He's not playing tomorrow night. I know that.
Well, you've got so much dealing with your own team right now, but San Jose ran into a tough road trip, obviously. What kind of catches your radar as you look at them tomorrow?
Just that. That's a pretty veteran team that's in a tough grinder, and our coach got kicked out. So I think he and I are the last two to do it. They're going to be wired. You know, we'll be grumpy, so will they.